Where in the Bible will I find the Sabbath as our future rest? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. In Deuteronomy 5, verses 2 and 3, and also at verse 15, we find Moses saying the Sabbath was given to Israel as a memorial of their deliverance from Egyptian bondage. The Sabbath was given only to the nation of Israel. There is not a line of Scripture anywhere in the Bible that the seventh-day Sabbath was ever given to any other person on earth. The Apostle Paul felt very strongly that the Sabbath had been done away. He said of Christ, having blotted out the bond written in ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he hath taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Colossians 2, verse 14. To leave no doubt as to what law he was talking about, he specifically names the Sabbath as being part of that law that was nailed to the cross in verses 16 and 17. There is no more authority to try to bring over the Sabbath from the Old Covenant than to bring over the animal sacrifices, the Levitical priesthood, temple worship, and hundreds of other such things. We live under the New Covenant, established upon the basis of the sacrifice of the blood of Christ, Hebrews 9:15. The sin offering of the Old Law was a type which foreshadowed the cross of Christ. The Ark of Noah was a type of the church. The crossing of the Red Sea was a type of baptism, 1 Corinthians 10, 1-4. The Sabbath of the Old Law was also a type, but not of a day on earth. The Sabbath typifies heaven itself. Christians are exhorted to enter into His rest, Hebrews 4, 1, and verses 9 through 11. This rest is declared to be yet future and comes when our work is finished. To those who are intent on keeping a seventh-day Sabbath, we can only say, with the Apostle Paul, ye are severed from Christ, ye who would be justified by the law, ye are fallen away from grace. Galatians 5, verse 4.